Yeah, and I don't have a lot of experience with it myself either. I know it's there. A couple of times I've stopped on it. I've never stopped on it long enough to critique it compared to the main, you know, the main analog station. It's when it snaps in, the signal noise is the thing that impresses you, because it just gets dead quiet, you know. And, you know, but that does not, you know, that's one part of the puzzle. That does not necessarily equate to greater fidelity or dynamic range or any of those things. So I imagine if I get this little Sony and I get it, you know, fixed up and I get it in my home system, I'll be able to, you know, analyze that a little bit more in detail. But again, like we just said, I like pretty much those two stations, 91.7. You know, if something's going on this in the sports ball world that I want to follow or something like that. So, you know, most of those are all for talk. And you know, one exception is I do like to tune around between like 90 and 91. You know, for you know all the cool stuff that's in there. There's a couple of high school stations and, you know, the classical station, all that stuff. It's fun to tool around in there a little bit. But that's about the extent of it. Really, 90% of the time I'm on either 91.7 or 101.9, and I hardly need anything for that. I get a little battery operator one for that.